15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to Aging in Style with me, Lori Williams. I'm an optimist by nature, and I believe you can follow your dreams at any age. My grandmother's journey with dementia ignited a passion in me to work with seniors. I've spent the past 13 years learning about seniors and aging. In my mid-50s, I followed my own dream and founded my company, where I use my expertise to help seniors locate housing and resources. On this podcast, we cover all aspects of aging. Join us each week to meet senior living experts and inspirational seniors who are following their dreams. The fact is, we're all aging, so why not do it in style? Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Aging in Style with Lori Williams. Today, our topic is staying safe at home on a budget. And last week, I met this wonderful lady that I wish she lived here in Texas because I think we would be best friends. Yeah. Her name is Sydney Hughes, and she's the founder and CEO of Senior Proof, Inc. And she has over 15 years of experience in the construction industry. She's a certified aging in place specialist and has personal experience tending to her own elderly father. And she created Senior Proof out of a necessity to help both our seniors and their loved ones feel safe at home. And we had a wonderful conversation and really bonded over our shared passion for seniors and helping seniors. And I just knew she needed to be on the show to talk about what she's doing and how she helps seniors. So welcome, Sydney.
Thank you so much, Lori, for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited you're here. So what I like to start off asking everyone I interview is, what drew you into senior living? There's always a great story there. And most of the time it has to do with our own family members and our own experience.
Yeah, that's a great question. So my dad has had years of health issues. So he's had congestive heart failure, renal failure. He's dealing with diabetes. But the last 10 years, he was actually okay. Like, he was managing it. He was quote unquote stable. The last couple of years, his health started declining. And my brother Richie and I kept making this 3-hour drive to Orlando. We're based out of South Florida. So we drive up north we switch off on weekends, and having our own families and having our own children, it was very hard on us. Right. So we would beg him to come down to live with us, but he was a stubborn old man. So it reminds me of a story of when I was driving up, it was my turn to visit him. And my stepmom called, and she said, I could tell in her voice that she was very over emotional. So I was trying to see what was wrong. And she just kept lying to me and telling me that everything was fine. She just wanted to see how far out I was. So I finally got it out of her that my dad had fallen. She tells me, you know, well, try to get here as soon as I can. I had my 4-year-old in the back seat. There was no way I could go as much as 100 miles an hour like I wanted to get there. So on the way there, I was explaining to my son what had happened, and that when we got there, we just had to make sure we got inside quickly to help him. So we finally arrived. I hopped out of the car and I opened his back door. I have never seen my 4-year-old run as fast as I saw him run that day. Wow. And he bypassed me and ran into the house. And when I finally caught up to him, he was standing at my dad's doorway, looking down on him. And when I tell you that they both looked scared and helpless was an understatement. So at that moment, I realized that my father was no longer safe in that environment. He no longer was that independent senior that I thought he once was. I woke up the next morning. I got up on the phone with the insurance companies, and that was about 2 hours lost of my life. I started researching online, and I realized that I was alone. I felt alone. I didn't know what to do. I there wasn't a senior proof out there. You know, I was trying to Google someone to just help me and get his home safe. Right. So luckily we have a little, some family in Orlando. We got some family members to come over. They installed his grab bars. They put his toilet rail up, his bed rails, and a project that should have lasted maybe a day lasted almost 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So between going to Home Depot a couple of times, getting the wrong size grab bars, coming back, you know, just the logistics of it. So for those 2 weeks, you could just understand how stressed I was. I was like, oh, is he safe? Is one of the bed rails going to be installed? Because he was obviously falling out of bed to get into the bathroom. And I saw that there was a gap in the market, and I saw that this was a need and a necessity. So that's when senior proof arrived. And my father just recently passed in March, but I'm proud to say that he never went into a nursing home or assisted living facility. We cared for him until the very end, my brother and I, and something good came out of his his death. And that's what senior proof is.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of seniors, and, you know, I totally understand this, they want to stay in their home, or, you know, maybe they're in an independent living, but they still need to, you know, have safety features in place. And so I love that you go in there and help them with this, because I'm sure you found that there are products out there, but it's hard to know which product is the right one and who to install it and, you know, all the logistics involved. So that's basically what you do with Senior Proof, right? So right. Tell us about your company and how it works.
So what I always like to say is that we're essentially almost like a social worker. We'll go out and we will evaluate the client's property, whether it's an independent senior or it's someone that just came out of surgery or has suffered an accident. So we come in from the time we get to the parking lot all the way, we walk through the whole entire house. We need to make sure if they need wheelchair ramps, bed rails, grab bars, walk-in showers, motion sensor lighting, which is an additional feature, which we'll touch base more about that later. Anything that makes the independent senior more comfortable and safe is what our goal is. So we want to make sure that not only are they safe and at home, but their adult children also have the guidance that they need going through this new chapter in life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I wish that you were down here with me, and I'm sure you want me over there. I mean, I needed a Lori, you know, 2 years ago, and I needed someone to come out there and senior proof his home. So I always like to say that this has definitely been trial by fire. Like, I have lived it. I know exactly how an adult child caring for their elderly parent, the stress that puts on them as well. I've lived it. So all of my employees have to share that passion, right? They have to share that passion. And that obviously comes with training. So the training that we provide are CAP certified specialists. So they're certified aging in place specialists, meaning that we want to make sure that we evaluate the property based on ADA guidelines, but also making sure that the person, whether they're in a wheelchair, whether they're walking or in their walker, whatever the scenario is, make sure that their threshold is wide enough to have a wheelchair in, and really just educating my staff in knowing how to deal with both the senior and their children. So I like to say we're a turnkey safety proofing company. So anything, and there's even a little area on my website that's called community guidance, and I'm going to add some of your stuff on there too, Lori, if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you. Sure.
But I want to make sure that we are, that would be great. And having, my first topic was how to get a medical power of attorney. What is a medical power of attorney? These are questions. What is Medicare A, B, and C? Like, what are all these questions that people like you and I were privy to? But there's a lot of people out there, and if you're not educated, then you're just going to feel as lost as I am. So for me, I think our stars aligned when I met you.
Absolutely.
because there's not a lot of people that I've met in this industry that have as much passion as you and I. And I think that stands out with the work that we have, and that we provided. You know, we're 5-star rating on Google. We're like 11 on Nextdoor. Like, we're trying to get our word out because we're technically still fairly new. But like I always tell everyone, this is a necessity. This is not a luxury. So I'm very proud of our company. I'm very proud of our employees. And, you know, we're here to serve all of South Florida, but the goal is to get to Dallas one day.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready for you to get to Dallas because, yeah, there's a lot of people you can help. You know, a question about this, because I know a lot of these things are expensive to do, especially, you know, ramps and different things. So does Medicare pay for any of this or insurance? How does that work?
That's a great question. So I get that question a lot. And unfortunately, the only thing that Medicare, from my experience, is grab bars. That's the only thing that they will cover. And to me, that's a very minimal cost to me. So for me to go through the Medicare process and the billing for a minimal cost, I usually just throw those in, you know, especially if we're doing a conversion for bathtubs or into a walk-in shower or a curbless shower. I usually throw those in for free. I usually don't even charge for those because the amount of paperwork that is needed for any business, it doesn't matter if you're Humana or, you know, or Memorial Health, whatever it is, it's a lot of paper. It's a lot of administration costs. Unfortunately, they do not cover walk-in showers, which is usually my most needed service. There's a lot of seniors, independent seniors that are living in these high-rise condominiums in South Florida. And most of them they have like jacuzzi tubs or, you know, so you can't really be safe at home without some type of walk-in shower. And as you probably already know, the majority of accidents that happen for independent seniors usually happen in the bathroom.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They say one out of every three seniors over the age of 65 fall in their homes. And most of those times are in the bathroom.
So. In the bathroom, or I think we were talking about this at night, getting up to go to the bathroom, being a little disoriented. We've covered this on the podcast before, you know, so that is definitely one of the fall risks. So we were talking about, so I know that, so Medicare only covers the grab bars. So most people, how do they pay for it? They just, you know, private pay for it. Is there any insurance or anything that covers it at all?
There's long-term health that I'm currently working with a client right now on. We're trying to get all that paperwork, all of my licensing and everything over to them to get paid through there. But the majority is usually out of pocket. Like I said, I don't even think all Medicare pays for the grab bars. I guess whatever sub entity from Medicare. Like for instance, my dad had Medicare, but he had Freedom Health. Freedom Health did not cover grab bars at that point. So it depends on your insurance, usually everything is out of pocket, unfortunately. Okay. Like we talked about last week, I'm very sensitive to that. I don't pride myself on making sure that my prices are reasonable because there are a lot of people out there that are living on a fixed income, you know, that maybe get $900 a month and their mortgage is 800, you know, like they only have a couple of $100 a month. So I'm very sensitive to that. And so are my project managers. So we try to help our community as much as we can. For instance, last week, somebody in the town of Davie needed like power washing. We don't really do power washing, but you know what? Sure, my project manager's free that day. Sure, send them out and do power washing. That's the goal, and that's the company culture I want to make sure that I'm in.
That's excellent. So you mentioned long-term care. So the person that you were working with, their long-term care insurance did cover some things in their house?
Well, we're working on that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We're still working. I just sent over the paperwork to their provider. So I haven't gotten an answer to that.
Yeah. Okay. Let me know if that works. Cause that I work with a lot of people who have long-term care insurance. So that would be great if it did cover some things to keep. I mean, it only makes sense, you know, keep people safe in their home, you know, where they already are and stay independent as long as possible. So we were talking about, you know, some ideas because you are in South Florida, you're not here in Texas, and the podcast goes all over the United States, but so people listen everywhere. But what are some ideas to stay safe at home on a budget?
Okay, so I've got a couple of things for you. And if you don't mind adding them maybe to the description at the power, I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, we'll put it in the podcast. We'll put the description. My fabulous producer, Anna, does all that good stuff.
Okay, great. So I've got a couple of suggestions here that I would think would be not only cost effective, but almost imperative in most independent mm-hmm. seniors' homes. So the first one I like to start with, now these are all from Amazon. So you could easily prime them over to your home. And I am not an endorser of this. I'm not getting paid for this. It's just that I have used them personally in my own experience and in my clients' homes. And I think they are fabulous. So for instance, Senior Proof offers a walk-in shower conversions or curbless showers, like I told you, right? So mm-hmm. regardless if you have a walk-in shower or curbless shower, it's still a very slippery environment, mm-hmm. right? And it doesn't matter regardless of age. So one thing that I always suggest is Rust-Oleum anti-slip spray. It's only $10.28 on Amazon. And it is, you could use it for interior or exterior purposes, but obviously for this purpose, it'll be inside the bath, the walk-in shower. Now, I have personally used this and it is very strong, the scent. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you maybe open a window or make sure like little children are around. We want to make sure that bathroom isn't touched for about 24 hours, like just mm-hmm. let it breathe. So what you do is essentially you shake up the can, you spray it horizontally side to side throughout the base of the walk-in shower. And it says to let it sit for 30 minutes. I would not let it sit for 30 minutes. I would personally do it for about 24 hours. Let it sit, mm-hmm. let the product really sit in there. And what it does is they create a slip resistant covering to provide traction on all surfaces. And I have used it in my own home and it is fabulous. I mean, really? It is so cheap. Yes. It's only
is it clear or does it have a color? Yes. So no, you don't even, you wouldn't clear. Even know. Okay.
You wouldn't even know it's on. And you know, it's having that extra step of security, you know, mm-hmm. like that grab bar, holding onto that grab bar obviously always helps, but knowing that you have that little grip at the bottom of your foot, mm-hmm. I think it is imperative to have in any household. It's also oil-based, so it won't damage any of your surfaces. So there's low luster look. Also, it's like a clear, flat, matte finish. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily, it's clear, but it's got a little finish to it. But again, that's the product working, right? That's mm-hmm. what you need.
How long does it last? Do you have to respray it over time or does it
last? I would do it every year.
Every year?
I would, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that bottle, depending on the size of the walk-in shower, because we've done some pretty big ones, it should last for one or two sittings.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Another great product I wanted to suggest, it's Carex Toilet Safety Rail. And I have a short story about this one because mm-hmm. I personally installed this one for my dad's house before I knew that there were grab bars that you almost foundation them right into the wall or into the mm-hmm. stud. So it is very, if I could do it, anyway, it's very easy to put in together. It's a easy installation and it helps obviously with your balance and it even has an armrest on each side. So our seniors could mm-hmm. hold on tight when you're not only sitting down, but also getting back up, you know, having that little leverage that also
So
helps.
It doesn't install in the wall. It just is like around the
it
toilet
goes around
area?
The toilet seat. So what I did was I took off the entire toilet seat, the mm-hmm. top part of it. And just with a screw, you know, I screwed it off, took off those two pieces, and then you just mount this one right on top once you finish putting it together. So it probably all in all took 30 minutes to do. And when I tell you, it definitely helped my father, and I think it holds up to like 250 pounds. So it definitely will assist you and on a budget, you know, like you don't have to spend $100 on the actual piece to install it right into the wall. We're talking about $36.99
on Amazon. Wow.
Yes, this is great. Mm-hmm. And so it's obviously a cost-effective option and it fits all standard toilets. And even the handles have a soft non-slip handle.
Oh, wow.
For comfort and safety. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I thought that was and it's 2-day shipping and it's got 5-star rating. So
oh, good.
I'm not the only one that believes in this product, apparently. And again, it's from Carex. Toilet safety rail, adjustable grab bar, compact support frame.
Yeah, you send me all those and we'll add it, add the link so people can just easily click and go order if they need it.
Okay, I will do that. Now, the last product I wanted to suggest, Senior Proof, we pride ourselves on promoting motion sensor lighting, right? And I highly recommend motion sensor lighting, especially regardless of age, right? If you have your foyer, if it's in a foyer, a hallway, dining room area, even offices. Offices are using this a lot too, this technology. So what it is they're hardwired occupancy sensors, and they could change lumens to 3, 4, 5K, right? Meaning the bigger the number, the brighter the room is going to be. Mm-hmm. It's expensive. It's an expensive feature, but a lot of my clients use it in the bathrooms because, like we said, we talked about, a lot of the faults happen there. So a more cost-effective option is something called Svarog. So it's S-V-A-R-O-G, and it's a 3-pack motion sensor light indoor battery-operated sticky lamp. So they're only 3 inches. I mean, they're very small. So this is a 3-pack, and it's only $13.99. So I would get a couple of those packs. Mm-hmm. I would get maybe 2 or 3. And if it was for me, I would put it maybe at the bed frame of the bed. Mm-hmm. And I would also maybe use it on the wall, maybe mm-hmm. walking towards the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
They stick on, and then their motions activated?
Their motion sensor light. So they're battery operated, and they sense distance up to 10 feet, and they turn off and on within 20 or 25 seconds. So if they don't see any movement for 25 mm-hmm. seconds, they'll turn back off. And they're a great option, like I said, to attach to the foot of the bed, and then the walls leading up to the bathroom and even mm-hmm. inside the bathroom. And they're very small. They're only 3 inches. Uh-huh. So they're not, they obviously won't provide all of the brightness that you need. Mm-hmm. But I know, for instance, in my dad's case, he was, not that he was going blind, but he for sure, I remember him saying that the lights were like, there wasn't enough light in the room. There mm-hmm. wasn't enough, he'd always complain about that. I'd say, Dad, we've got all the lights on and the windows are open. Not sure how much more. So at nighttime, that risk obviously just doubles, right? So mm-hmm. Motion sensor lighting was something that we highly recommend for all of our independent seniors. Mm-hmm. And this is such a great and affordable option. $13, and again, 5-star ratings and the Amazon mm-hmm. choice. So again, I'm not the only one that has used them. A lot of people use them for like their closets and mm-hmm. And for maybe for steps, like they add them to the steps.
But that's a good idea.
And in my case, for sure, or in our senior's case, I think for sure almost having it direct into the bathroom mm-hmm. and some in the bathroom would probably be your best bet.
Yeah. And on their bed, like you said, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So do you, is there a bed rail that you recommend? Because I've seen some cool ones, because that becomes a problem with some seniors getting in and out of bed. And I've seen some of these, like, I don't know what they're called, but they're like a half rail and something that just allows them to push up when they get out of bed. What are those called? Not to put you on the spot.
No, you're fine. I'm actually researching it now as we speak, because what I've done is I found a great bed rail that I directly manufacture overseas mm-hmm. Because I highly recommend this bed rail. It's called Standard Easy Adjust Bed Rail. I've kissed a lot of frogs to get to my prince. That's how I like to say about bed rails, because there's so many different adjustable mm-hmm. size bed rails. There's some that come with pouches to put your magazines and your remote mm-hmm. controls in. Then there's some that aren't very stable that feel almost very cheap to mm-hmm. me. So the ones that I personally use and manufacture overseas look and feel a lot like the adjust bed rail. It's called Standard EZ, with the mm-hmm. letter Z, and you could also find that on Amazon.
Okay,
now,
great.
The unit's about $105 which is obviously a little more expensive than your mm-hmm. typical bed rails, because there are some for like $30, $40. But again, based on experience, that mm-hmm. is a bed rail that I would highly suggest. And I think they sell it separately as well, as far as the pouches and putting mm-hmm. The additional things. I think they sell that separately. But again, I'm not sure. I'm not 1,000% sure, but that is the one. And it's also 5-star rated on Amazon.
Very good. Well, and you get what you pay for. So you want something that's going to be sturdy, that's going to, you know, hold your weight when you get out of get out of beds, because you're trying not to fall.
No, absolutely. And I think also understanding weight limits are very important when it comes to not only bed rails, but grab bars, toilet rails. You got to make sure that you do your research. Make sure, regardless of Amazon reviews or not, you want to do your own independent research, making sure that regardless of the weight, because I know for sure my dad, he, towards the end, he was gaining a lot of weight. He was retaining a lot of water. You know, I wanted to make sure that that grab bar, that bed rail, really held on to that weight, you know, so make sure you do your research before you purchase anything. And I think that's what Senior Proof prides themselves on, is educating ourselves and educating our technicians to be ADA qualified and use those requirements based on the ADA. And a lot of these handymen aren't educated with that certified aging in place certificate, making sure that you know, a handyman could install your bed rail, your grab bars. Yes, they technically could do that, but are they doing it right? You know, you want to make sure that they're comfortable, and not only on top of weight, but also addressing their height. We've had some really tall clients that their 37 inch might not, in height, might not be tall enough for them. So we have to customize it to their liking also. So it's making sure that you're educating both your parent and our client.
Great. I absolutely love what you're doing. And like I told you last week, I wish you were here in Texas. I wish you were everywhere. And I know you will be, because I just think what you're doing, I mean, it's coming from your heart. It's such a passion and you've really thought it through. And, you know, I love that, you know, like you said, you can customize, y'all think of all of that to customize things for people who are taller or maybe, you know, heavier or whatever. So I think it's great. And I love these tips for people who are on more of a budget. And, you know, the main goal is to stay safe, because as we all know, you know, falling and breaking a hip is a game changer for a senior. And we want to prevent falls as much as possible.
Yeah. And doing things around the house that, you know, that will help, regardless, even not even necessarily needing to purchase anything, but really going into somebody's home and making sure that there aren't a lot of carpets or rugs anywhere. I feel like I've walked into a lot of homes and they've got a lot of like little knickknacks. Yeah, you know, that's, I know from my experience, my father loved saving some stuff and pictures and old rugs and you know, it's just so unsafe for them that they look at it as a beautiful accident, but what I look at it is a fall risk, right?
Absolutely.
And towards the end of his life, he required a wheelchair. And maybe this is something that, if you don't mind, I'd like to add up on that list. So my personal experience with wheelchair ramps, Senior Proof has installed ADA 16-foot, 30-foot wheelchair ramps. Like, we've done all that. But for someone like my father, he wouldn't necessarily need all that, because his home was on, you know, one story and it was easier access. But what I do regret not having for him was a threshold ramp, like almost something to make the transition a little smoother. But, you know, like back then, you know, if I wasn't educated enough, you know, I didn't know, I wasn't educated in the topic. So what I just would go over the threshold with him in the wheelchair. He was living closer to us towards the end. And he would yell at me. He would say all types of curse words. He'd be so upset because I didn't realize it hurt him. Like going over, even if it was that 1 or 2 inch threshold over the wheelchair ramp.
Because it kind of like bumped him, right?
As you went over. He would rock back and forth and it would jolt him. And he called me every name in the book. I think he was just so upset, but I never thought of one. And they're so cost effective. I'm sure you could find it on Amazon for maybe $20-$30. But
and it's just a threshold for the ramp.
It's a threshold ramp. So it's almost like a piece of rubber that goes over your threshold on both sides. So it's a smooth transition when you go through the walkway.
Yeah.
And it's like rubber. I mean, there's obviously industrial ones that are like mm-hmm. silver, and the ones that we usually install are for like trailer homes, right? There's a lot of trailer homes down in mm-hmm. South Florida. And so those are obviously much more expensive because mm-hmm. now we're talking about a 30 inch rise, right? And based mm-hmm. on ADA guidelines, regardless, depending on commercial or residential specifications, usually a 30 inch rise would require a 16 foot ramp, right? Mm-hmm. 16 foot, that's a very big ramp. So yeah. obviously those are much more expensive, and that's something that insurance does not cover.
Yeah. I mean,
it's unfortunate, but that is the, like, how is he supposed to get into his home? You know, like, how
exactly.
are you supposed to do that? So making sure that we treat our seniors how we would like to be treated, mm-hmm. right? Because the goal is, you know, God willing, I will mm-hmm. be lucky enough to be a senior citizen, you know, but nobody mm-hmm. knows that, but we don't know the future. But what I want to say is, I want to make sure that I treat our clients the same way that I'd like to be treated. And even if that's a $12, you know, whatever the threshold ramp, that's going to make me feel more comfortable, then it's a necessity. You want to make sure
Absolutely.
That you're home and mm-hmm. that they're comfortable and happy, because life is too short. That's how
Absolutely. I know I was mentioning this to one of my teammates, what we were talking about today. And she said that there was a group in Texas, or in this area, Dallas, where it was, I guess, like a charity where they would come in and install ramps, they would pay for it. So I need to do some research on that. But yeah. there may be some groups throughout the country that,
sure.
and that makes sense, that do help seniors that don't have the income to, you know, make their home safe with this. So that's definitely something I'm going to research and see if I can find that. Because like you said, I mean, insurance doesn't cover it. And, you know, hopefully that'll change one day, because we have so many seniors, the baby boomers, you know, so many coming. It just makes more sense to keep them healthy, keep them fall free, rather than, you know, having to do hip replacement surgery and, you know, or whatever, making it a game changer.
Right. Prevention is key, right? That's mm-hmm. where we're at. And I think that goes for both safety at home, mm-hmm. but also living a healthier lifestyle. I think it's prevention. And mm-hmm. and by the time my father passed, I believe he was on like 20 different medications a day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe I think it was like 8 a.m, 3 p.m, and then the rest at night. And I think just having a more healthier lifestyle and preventing all these, you know, diseases and preventing all these health issues, I think that's where education is key. My father was not educated back then. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, you know, drink, eat, smoke, party, you know, like whatever.
Exactly. That generation.
Mm-hmm. That generation. And, you know, he was a fighter and he fought to his very last breath. Mm-hmm. And I was there, thank God, when, you know, the last days of his life. And I feel like a lot of this could have been prevented. I mm-hmm. think a lot of it, regardless of, like I said, home safety, you know, making sure that we implement, even if it's, like, you might think it's too late. It's not, you know, we mm-hmm. can start making just healthier life choices. And we want to do that for ourselves and for our parents, right? Because that's mm-hmm. that's what we want, is to preserve them.
Exactly. And I know we've done a podcast before about staying active and how important it is, even, mm-hmm. you know, even if you're just walking around your house a few times a day. I mean, just you, it's the whole use it or lose it. We need to stay active, you know. There's also, we've shared this before about through home health, you know, your doctor may order home health for you with physical therapy, occupational therapy, and that is covered by Medicare. So, you know, if you need some help with getting, you know, strengthened, if you're becoming frail or fall risk, that's always an option too. So mm-hmm. again, back to education, you don't know what you don't know, you know, so
right.
that's really, you know, a mission for me of this podcast, just to get out as much education as possible to people and where they can go to find these resources, because it's not always easy, you know, to search the internet for this, especially if you're a senior. It's a little bit harder.
I mean, it may be impossible at that point, you know,
exactly.
depending on how savvy they are. So it falls on us, their adult children or their mm-hmm. loved ones, to really start doing that research. And I think that on top of doing the safety proofing and the installation, that's why I pride myself on having that community blog, like making sure that that, you know, at least for South Florida, have someone like you, like a very small, minuscule version of you, you know. For our South Floridians, there's so many independent seniors down here as well, and people vacation here all year long. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping busy, but the goal is, like you said, just being educated and, you know, knowing the difference between Medicare A and B, and knowing what a medical power of attorney is, and keeping your family safe on a budget. Right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. Yeah, that is key. Well, thank you so much for your knowledge and sharing all of this with us. I'm just so happy to have met you and have you as a friend. And you never know, maybe I'll come down to South Florida, or you'll come to Dallas. And
well, if you're around Disney World, you know we're there. So I would love to meet you one day.
Absolutely.
And it really is. I think our stars aligned to have met, because not only from a business standpoint, but or professional, I do consider you now a friend. And I like I said, I haven't met a lot of people with our type of passions for our independent seniors. So it's always nice to have somebody even from afar that I could rely on or ask a question. And I'm here for you as well.
Okay, wonderful. I love that. And you know, I love Disney World. I was just there, but you never know. Maybe we'll be back again soon.
Yeah. And if anybody has any more questions about Senior Proof, you could check us out at seniorproofinc.com.
Great. And we will share your website, and it'll all be on our website. It's LoriWilliams-SeniorServices.com, but we'll be sharing all the different products that Sydney mentioned. We will have links to those on Amazon. And, you know, as always, if you have any questions, you can always reach out through the website. And thank you all for listening. Thank you, Sydney, for being a guest. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Oh, you're welcome. And as always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.